Hi, Pierre and Georgia.
Hi.
And welcome to Metalsoc Finland. Today we are here in Busto Arsizio. And tonight we'll see Pierre twice on stage. Yeah. And you, Georgia.
On my mind.
Yes, on stage once.
Yeah.
With Maastricht Castle and Verde Lauro. How are the feelings right now?
Okay, first of all, thank you, Tarja, and hello to all Metalsoc Finland fan and listeners. And we are proud to be here. I've been here many times with Necrodef. I'm really happy to be here also with Maastricht Castle. And of course, with Verde Lauro also, it's a new band. And so we are just happy and happy to go on the stage. I will have more good time. It will be funny to play with both the band.
Yes, we are excited.
Okay, great. So we are too. We are too. And what are your expectations about tonight? I mean, for me it's a new place, but you have been here. I don't know if it's all the time fully crowded or.
Yes, usually the crowd is good, is excited. And the place is also good, all the guys are good guys, they work with passion for the sound, for the band. And I'm just curious because it's the first time for Maastricht Castle here and Verde Lauro also.
Yes.
So I'm just curious what's happened.
Yes, shortly we will see it. And you, Pierre, I'm sure also you are very involved in many kinds of projects, bands and everything. Especially I know that Pierre, Necrodeath, Vanexa, X Labyrinth, and Verde Lauro and of course Maastricht Castle. And tonight we will see you in both in Verde Lauro and Maastricht Castle. Please tell me how you got involved in Verde Lauro, this very special project that you are singing, playing the poems of Petrarca.
Yes, it's strange because I'm just one of the founders of Verde Lauro project. But just because many years ago Fabrizio Sassi, that is the singer and leader of Verde Lauro, contacted me for my recording studio just to make some arrangements. So we started as a work. He proposed me to arrange some songs, some parts. Then we became friends, and then we needed a drummer for record.
Of course, the drum parts.
All the stuff, because at the first time we used some drum machine just to make a demo.
Yes.
And so I proposed him to check for Mattia Stancioio, and also Mattia was involved to the project, and then we became just a little family, and so Mattia started to take the main studio think about the project, the recording, and he contacted the other singers, and then we went away, and just some year later, because we started many years ago, the CD was ready to go, and we made the first gig a couple of months ago.
Yes, the it's presentation all,
yes,
of the album.
Yes, it was really a funny night, a good night, a good good starting point.
Yes.
So we are trying to go away to make some gig, and then I know that Fabrizio want to go away with the composition of new stuff, new songs.
Yes, I heard something about it.
So I'm finally, I just involved. I like the project. I'm mainly just a musician in the mean that Fabrizio make all the lyrics, all the idea. I put just the musical stuff, the guitar stuff, guitar riffs,
and everything.
It's a good way to go to make a different music, different from the other bands.
Yes,
it's also important for me because I always had a lot of projects, a lot of bands, but it's important that all project has to be different, because otherwise it has no sense to have many bands, many projects.
So tonight is really the second time
that
you are playing.
Yes. Of course, in the Master Castle band I founded together with Georgia, it's my main band in the sense of composition, because I've write together with Georgia all the stuff, all the song together. She wrote all lyrics, and then we arrange together. So it's different from Verdelau, it's different from Necrodef, where Peso start with the drummer, and Fone start with all the ideas, and then I collaborate with him for composition and so on.
Yeah. Great. And what are your personal influences? I mean, when you are not playing Master Castle or Verdelau or all the other stuff, what are you listening to? What is your source of inspiration music-wise?
Well, I grew up with all guitar players, you know, like Yngwie Malmsteen, Satriani, all metal player, guitar player was good to me since I was 13, 15 when I started to play. I like also many 70 rock music as Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple. We usually play some cover also with Master Cassis on Led Zeppelin or Deep Purple, Whitesnake.
Yes,
cover,
Whitesnake so, for me.
All the hard rock, English hard rock. And also sometimes some electronic music make some influences on me. But principally, mainly the hard rock, heavy metal from 70 to 18 and many guitar stuff or something like that.
Yeah. And you, Georgia?
Yes, for me, Whitesnake. I grew up listening to Whitesnake, Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin. And also now I try to listen to many modern style. So metal, female band, Within Temptation, Evanescence, and so on. Just to try to keep in touch with a new generation and with the new sounds. Yes.
And
but I love David Coverdale.
I guess so. Yes, he's one. And now having one Italian member in the group, Lupi.
Yes. We are proud of it.
Yes, of course.
So Master Castle was formed by you two, 2008. Okay. And I'm always very curious about the band names, because I think that there must be a reason for that. Why this band name choice?
Well, I love the castle.
Yes.
I love the castle, and I have traveled in France. There are so many big and beautiful castles. And in one of this travel...
Scotland.
Also Scotland, yes. In one of this travel, I told him why we call the band Master Castle. You are the master. I love the castle.
Yes.
So
that was great combination.
Yes. Great. It's funny because maybe if you take the two words alone, it's not so interesting, the castle and the master, but put together it's something new, something curious.
It's
fun for us.
In fact, about the band members, what can you tell me about them, you included? I mean, what are your strongest points and the worst habits?
Okay. Well, of course, we have the same bass player from the beginning, Steve Awamas, that entered the band just when we sent the first demo to Lion Music many years ago. And so it's 100% in the Master Castle family. It's a really good guy, great musician, and so we have a great agreement with him. We have good time with him, and we had a lot of drummers. We are drummer collectors. We started with Alessandro Bissa, make the second, the third album, and it was a good guys. When both we and him had a lot of different engagements, so we had to split just for work and distant reason. And then we had a period with John Macaluso, that was a great international drummer. We make an album with him. It was good, but for many reasons we preferred to change, because we had not the right agreement in the family. And then we find Francesco La Rosa as a new drummer, which is a great guy, a funny guy, and of course an incredible drummer. And he has also a lot of bands. He play with Extreme, Empire of Evil, Meganoid, a lot of projects. And so in the same time we collaborate with Alessio Spallarossa. We will play
who is here tonight.
He's also an incredible musician. He play with Sadist and a lot of international and Italian band. So finally we had a lot of drummers, and all of them are really good guys.
Okay, and what about you too? The strongest and worst points.
I don't know. My stranger points is well, when we compose music, maybe sometimes we make a little war, because
I think
in a way she thinks different.
I
but
like
of course,
melodic lines, melodic music also, and he is more neoclassic.
Yes, of course. Or sometimes I think more like you know, like a producer. So no, this has to be like this because of the production. So we think different, but finally we find the right point, the right compromise.
Finally, the result. Finally. Yes, the result. What
at
counts?
The end.
Yes, at the end. Yeah,
this is the reason why we love Master Castle, because when I make music by myself, I compose by myself, maybe my influences are really, really clear. And when we put together with George and Master Castle Sound, all of our influences will mix together, and we find a new kind of music, our trademark, Master Castle trademark.
Some words about your latest album. Last year you signed with Scarlet Records, and Enfer, please correct me if I pronounce it wrong, de la
Bibliothèque Nationale.
Okay, great. So which you have described as your heaviest album so far. Do you want to say something about me?
Okay. Of course,
so how was it welcomed to among your fans and audience?
Okay.
And critics as well.
Yes, all critics was really, really good. So we was really happy about that, and we was also surprised, because you know, any time a band make a new album, okay, this is our best album, and we always think in this way. But really, all webzine, magazine, and all over the world, really made the good feedback about the production, about the songs, and about the sound that is more heavy and in the same time more modern. Because you know, we have been listening for many time for any 70-80 music, and we find the right compromise with new heavy metal generation music. So we didn't expect so good feedback. We was really happy, and also Scarlet make a good work. We are good guys. We was proud to sign with them, and so we are really happy about the result, the final result of this album.
And then some days ago you revealed me, sort of, that this summer you will start to work for the new album or write new songs.
Yes.
So new fights coming, arriving between you and composing.
Not at the moment. No. We just wait the right moment. Now, usually in summer we are more free, because we also work
from
as
the
teacher.
School, from the music school.
Teacher. And in the summer we are more free. also we are less gig, so we can think.
We have more time.
Yes, to think. Okay. Because also we made 5 albums in 6 years, so it's hard because any times we have to make the best.
Of course.
Anyway, we have just some ideas about the thematics.
Okay.
Maybe George about the lyrics, the title, but you know, it's we need more time to make something
to
more
work
concrete.
But that will be our next topic in our next interview.
Yes.
So we will talk about that one, and then let's talk about music art. It starts to be very dark here, so I can't see my questions.
We need a light.
Yes. So what can you tell me about music art? It's a project, musical project, including a music school and recording studios.
Yes, of course, you are right, because music art started in 2011, and I've been teaching music in many schools in Genova, and then I tried to make my own center, and we found the best collaborators in Georgia's vocal coach and teacher, Steve as bass teacher, bass teacher, and Peso as drum teacher, and any collaborator is really a good person, a good teacher, and in the same time it's a recording studio. I built him at the beginning just for making my production, and then I grew up, I started teaching them, so at the moment it's a good center. We are really happy about our clients, the clients number, our students.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our studio to make our albums.
It's
a center
it helps
point.
A lot.
Yes, of course. We can work quietly.
Mm.
So finally, it's the center points of Masterclass and Necrodeath or musical project.
Yes.
And in the same time, Music Art was also an album.
The project, I remember.
We decided to make this name because the first idea was by Peso, the drummer, that told me, okay, let's cover the entire Dark Side of the Moon of Pink Floyd album.
Yes.
And it was a really hard work,
but
finally we was really happy about it. And just because all music art staff participated in this composition and recording, we called it the album Music Art Project.
The
reason.
Yeah. That's good, but will there be any other projects?
I don't know. Sometimes I think about something like a musical project too, but I know I have a lot of projects at the same time.
Yes.
So, but
maybe one
maybe
day it
in
will
the future I
pop
think
up.
We will find the time to make another.
Okay.
Another music art album.
Great. And then, if I see my questions.
Yes.
No, I see. Only recently you played at this international music fair, FIM, in Genoa, both with Master Casual and Vanexa.
Yes.
So what? How was it? I mean, as an experience, because it's not talking about metal, but the whole area of music.
Yes, of course. Yeah. The film was a really complete music fest in the sense of pop music, dance, rap music, tattoo convention, and also metal music. There was the metal stage and all other stage. And so I played two times, the day before with Vanexa and then with Master Castle. I was really happy because the stage were really, really big. It was really
huge,
a great gig.
Yes.
And also because in Genova it was good for us to be seen by metalhead and non-metalhead. So it was really a great opportunity for us, and it was really good because we played just in the headliner time, so it was really good for the light, for the stage, for the people. A lot of people came to the show, so it was a really great experience. We
We enjoy a lot.
Yes. I've seen some pictures. Unfortunately, I couldn't be there.
We are collecting more than a picture, video. Yes.
You will prepare some material, videos. Great. And just recently, you announced that Odissea is back with Roberto Tiranti. Allora, what can you tell me about that? When and what and why now, after 10 years, more or less?
It's a strange history because the first Odissea album was released in 2004, so more than 10 years ago. And just after the release in 2005, I wrote the entire new album, so all material was just ready. I make all the vocal lines, all the composition, the lyrics, and at that time Roberto sing four tracks. Then I started Master Castle, Necrodet, Roberto as a lot of engagement. We split it, and but sometimes during the years I've been listening to that demo and say, okay, one day I have to finish. Yeah. And so 2 years ago I collaborated again with Roberto for some gigs.
And also with Verde Lauro.
Yes, about also his own gigs, he made a big gig in Genoa with his career, like a fest of his career. And then we keep in contact again, we talk about it. This year we decided to finish. And just because I have a lot of projects, a lot of band, and Odissea it's not finally a band, so I decided to have also many musicians. And
can you reveal who?
Well, of course, Giorgia will be one member of the staff because he's a sister in the family. There will be also some Master Castle member, like Steve, and all Master Castle drummers.
Okay, one for each song.
yes. Great. Because during the years when I played with some drummer in my studio, I told him, okay, let's record this song.
Okay.
And then finally I had all drums. Peso also will be involved. And recently I know also Anna Portaluppi.
Oh, great bass player.
Yes. Really good guys, also great musician. And she will be another guest. And I'm currently contacting more guests to make the album bigger than as I can. So more names will be revealed in the next future.
And next interview we'll talk more about that.
Yes, of course. I'm trying to finish all the album by this summer and to release from November, December, I think.
Okay. And one quick question, curiosity. When the first time you touched the guitar, and when the first time Giorgia sang, knowing that it becomes your lifelong relationship?
Okay. I think it was a lot of time ago, and in my first band called Swift Leaf.
Yes.
Swift Leaf. And I was very young, and I tried to go on a stage for the first time, very weak, but I
managed, of course.
Yes, I have a good, a nice memories of this. Yes,
great.
To live with the drummer that now live in Florida.
Okay. International. Yes. And you?
I started playing guitar when I was 15 years old. I remember I was listening in particular to the Scorpions, Deep Purple. I had many VHS's, videotapes of them, their gig, and this. I wanted to be like them, you know.
Of course.
And I started to play. I remember my first band. We make some cover like AC/DC, some Metallica stuff. We was really young, so it was just for fun.
Yes.
And I also have a nice remember of my first gigs, which was so many strange. You know, I played some like fest, the last days in the school, something like that.
Yeah, the school,
it was really fun.
School fest, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. And now I think you have to go to prepare yourself
for the
show tonight. But the last question, what is your message to your fans and to all who are listening to us right now?
We thank to everybody listen to our music and follow us on social network, on gigs. We thanks a lot because we are very proud of them.
Thank you, Taria, and whole Metal Shock Finland.
Thank you
for the support, and let's see on the stage, and of course check out our music on
Facebook, will add
YouTube,
all the links I will add there, of course.
Yes.
And I thank you, because without music life would be very, very annoying.
Yes, you're right.
So keep on rocking.
Yes,
keep on rocking, and see you soon on stage, and let's have fun.
Thanks.
Yes,
okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Ciao.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Ciao.